assigned that job.
I got one job, so yeah. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah, the time has arrived for all of us right at 6 o'clock. And so we want to always try to start on time as best we can and things like that. And it's my pleasure to welcome everybody here tonight, especially all the board members, and Fire Chief, Claudia, Jess, and Greer. Sister Greer, what's your first name?
Shannon.
Thank you very much. Glad that you're here. And we'll take care of you on the first part of the agenda, of course, Bob and Jean, things like that, but it's always a pleasure. So as we get started tonight, we have the prayer, and the prayer is by Courtney Snow. And then after Courtney, I'll go ahead and give the Pledge of Allegiance for that. So.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful that we're able to gather here this evening and conduct business here in our beautiful valley. We thank Thee for the places that we have here and the enjoyment which we are able to have and to witness the beauty that Thou hast provided for us. During this meeting, we ask Thee to please help us to conduct business and accomplish the things that are before us. We will do so accordingly and to everyone's satisfaction. From this valley, we send another prayer for moisture and rain, and that we would be good stewards of the blessings which we receive. And we ask Thy blessings upon us now, and we say this in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
If we could all please stand, and the flag is right behind you. And I'll go ahead and give Bob a minute there. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I just want to take a moment to say we've got it further on the agenda and things like that, but it was wonderful that we had the 250th celebration anniversary of the United States of America, and especially here in Pine Valley for all of what took place. My goodness. We'll come to that a little bit later on the agenda for that activity and so on, but it's just a real pleasure to go back through and remind ourselves of the importance of this nation and the freedoms that we have and all of those kinds of things in that regard. So let's go with item number 2. Courtney, thanks for the prayer and so forth. And then item number 2, Emily, if you would pick up on that like you do so faithfully every time, every meeting. And Janice, she's our overlay zone expert. She's got her down pretty good and things like that, and so we usually turn the time to her. So any questions that you might have or we may have as a board, we'll inquire with you on that. So go ahead.
So welcome, I'm Emily, and you were one that lost your home in the fire, right?
Shannon.
I just want to express how sorry we are that you have been living through this for a year, how difficult it's been, but how happy we are that you're going to rebuild. I think that that's wonderful. There's normally a fee that goes to the fire department. It's like $1 a square foot, but that's been waived for anybody that lost their homes. So all you'll be doing tonight is just us checking what you're doing against the overlay zone and then giving a recommendation to the county. But the fees are all waived. So
that's very nice.
So if we'll just go through your sheet, if that's okay. So the biggest question is the total square foot of the home. It can only be 50% of the lot, but I'm pretty sure this is your total square footage. That's 7,885. That includes upstairs and downstairs?
Yes.
So the figure that we need is the footprint. So we need the downstairs, the porch, the garage, the upstairs, and the basement don't matter. They matter for the fire department fee, which is waived. But for the footprint, what the overlay zone said was that we didn't want any structure that was more than 50% of the lot to preserve open spaces.
Okay, so you're looking for the main level footprint.
Yes, and porches and garage, yeah. So do you know what that is? Or could
I thought it was on here. Let me see if I can get my glasses out.
So it's a really good really print.
Yeah. I might have to.
It should be on
this.
Okay.
So I'll have to get that for you and share it with you.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have that before we can make a recommendation. So if there's anybody you can text while you're here, because because we don't want to waste your time and ask you to come back.
Okay, let me get somebody with a bigger map.
Yeah, that would be great.
Give me one moment.
That's hard to read, right?
Yeah, it's hard. I'm assuming you're going to be... Oh, sorry.
Emily, I do have a question that came up earlier today. When we're considering the square footage of the property, are we looking at decks?
Yeah,
this does say decks.
Yeah.
The deck is included.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We're talking the first level. Yeah. So if they're if they've got a basement and an upstairs, uh-huh. that probably would subtract from.
Yeah.
But I'm like everyone, I can't read what that says either. Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I'm sorry, I know that.
Yeah.
14
yeah.
drawings
you know,
will be added in there.
I thought you could do it work, but it's all kind of... Yeah, I don't think that will...
But even with the total number, you're almost at 50%, so I'm assuming...
We tried to read it.
By the time you eliminate your upstairs and your basement, you're going to be fine. But we'll just pause on that for a minute.
Well, it
just
gives you
to the questions.
Page,
one of them
which would happen.
Which we don't
okay.
Between the time that we're...
Okay, wonderful. We'll go through the rest. So these are all based on the overlay zone. The overlay zone was passed a few years ago, and it was kind of community-driven to take the existing county codes and adapt them to help preserve our rural lifestyle. So that's all the overlay zone is. It allows you to do something different up here, and it protects against larger businesses and those kinds of things coming in. So it's really about preserving our way of life. It's not about stopping growth, just in a overview way. So we ask about the type of shingles because shingles are not are one of the things that are not allowed, and that's been answered. Your home's not on a slope. We ask about outdoor lights being fully shielded because one of the things that the overlay zone and now Washington County has passed for our overlay zone is really strict outdoor lighting. You can't have any outdoor lighting that's not fully shielded, which basically means if you can see a light bulb, then it's not shielded. And then you can't have landscaping lighting. You can't have the under eaves automated lighting. There's a whole section in the overlay zone. I hope you'll take the time to read because we don't want you to get down the road and have surprises.
So I will. That's good to know because we thought we could have lights. Like in our old cabin, we had a light by the front door. So you're telling me that's not permitted?
You can as long as it's called a shielded light. And it just all the light is directed down rather than down. So if you're standing next to the light fixture, if you can see the light bulb, it's not good. You want the light to just be shining down. And if you search fully shielded outdoor lights, it'll give you a lot of. So you definitely, and safety lights along your walkway. I mean, you know, there's things like that. You can have one for a flagpole. You can have Christmas lights for only a few months of the year. But just really make sure that because we don't want you to be surprised.
And I'm sure that my builder knows this, but where would I find that information so that I can be familiar with it?
You should have been sent a copy of the overlay zone already as part of your application process.
Could have gone to the builder.
It did. It did go to the builder.
If you can, it's actually on the website. But if Terry, if you give Terry your email when you leave, she'll send you a copy so you've got your own.
That would be great.
Yeah,
and then I will absolutely review it and make sure that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I would look at everything in there, and then like I said, the county is now made stricter outdoor. So be sure you're talking to what the county's doing. So outdoor lighting up here is a really big deal because people are trying to preserve dark skies. Okay, so that's outdoor lighting. Will the property be fenced? Just an FYI, one of the things that's mandatory under the overlay zone is you can't have solid material fencing. Your fencing just has to be non-extreme. So any material you want, doesn't matter. It just can't be solid.
In the front. Because we're going to put rocks in the back. But they won't be higher than... They probably won't be any higher than what's currently there. But we are going to put retaining walls of rock.
Well, a retaining wall is probably different than fencing.
Okay.
But with fencing, because retaining walls are built into the dirt, right?
Correct.
You should talk to the county a little bit about that. The intention is that you're not obscuring sight lines. So if the dirt is obscuring sight lines, that's the dirt. But we don't want you to put a wooden fence up.
Or a block wall, yeah.
A short-term rental, no, you're not going to use it. If for some reason that changes, the regulations up here are that you have to be licensed by the county, and we don't have any other regulations through the overlay zone other than only 5% of the home inventory in the valley can be licensed as a short-term rental. So if you do plan to do that down the road, be sure you check in so there's no surprises. A few other things I want to point out when you get the overlay zone and look at it. These questions are most of the mandatory areas, but there are a lot of recommended suggestions in there for you, especially under residential standards. We have recommendations of colors and materials, but none of that is mandated. Please take a look at that. There's also codes in there for accessory dwelling unit. If you find out an accessory dwelling unit, be sure you look at that. And part of that is because you can only have so much of your property have a building on it, and your home is going to take up a big part already, so you may not have room for other things. So before you plan a shed or anything else, be sure you check and make sure it's going to be acceptable. We're high risk of wildland fires. I'm sorry, but it's in my list here. So there is no fire pits other than permanently installed fire pits, and then we're following the urban fire interface that there's a link to in the overlay zone as well. If you're not already a member, we urge you to join Community Watch. Gene Phillips right here is the head of Community Watch, and it just keeps eyes and ears on your property if you're not here. Are you going to be full time? Especially if you're
not yet. It's not until our kids are.
Oh, good. It's a wonderful graduation. You can move your family. But if you want to join Neighborhood Watch, Gene would be the guy to talk to. And we also encourage you to join Nextdoor if you're already on there. We use that for all the community events. The fire department posts community information on there. It's just a great community tool if you haven't already signed up for that. And I think that's it. Do you guys have anything?
Based on the plans, four inches.
If you take the maximum dimensions would be 60 by 77.
Okay.
And it's less than that because that's just outside dimensions
of the space.
The whole space. It's that, and that's 50%. So.
Okay. So that would put you at 4620.
If we don't need the exact for this meeting, then.
Yeah, Rick's the only one that needs it exact, and in this case,
I feel the same. I looked at, like Courtney did, 4620, and there's a little notch out of it that isn't in that same piece.
Yeah,
I don't understand. There's a little porch on the back, but that's far out. It's smaller than the notch on the front of the house.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm comfortable. It's around 4620, which is would qualify in the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
They would meet that. Anybody else have questions?
No. Some questions about
any
of
you. What questions do you have for us?
Just making sure I get that document so that I can read through it. Yep. Thank you for doing that for me.
Yeah.
Literally, when you ask that question, I'm like, I can't even tell you. That's okay.
Do you want to just give Terry your email
now?
Yeah,
give it to me right now.
Sure. It's Greer, G-R-E-E-R, .Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Shannon, anything to share with you is we want you to feel welcome.
Well,
we
appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we have thoroughly loved being part of the Pine Valley community for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So you're new?
Compared to some, yes.
It was a short-term rental.
Yeah.
Prior, it was a short-term rental.
It's called renew.
Yeah. It was a rental.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we did get our insurance renewal.
Good.
A second.
It doubled, actually.
Oh, wait.
Doubled.
Did somebody?
And that's based on the size of what our old cabin was, So, anyway,
did you already make a motion?
Not just yet. Just want to confirm with you, there's a lot of wonderful people here in Pine Valley. Probably next year we'll get the park all finished up there, you know, the Forest Service and what have you, and it'll be a nice place back again, like, you know, we can just take our families up to there and all that sort of thing. But just of anything that I share with you, I just feel welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
I was
appreciate
happy to see how this burn spots look much better. I was surprised.
Yeah, starting to green up a little bit, and they've done a lot of seeding and, you know, all that kind of stuff too. And I talked to a Forest Service guy up here the other day, and they planted 86,000 trees. That's what he told me.
In this
back
area,
up in that
up
area.
As well.
Yeah, they're just little guys.
So
in our,
they say the percentage is usually half.
About half of that.
I would guess
that would survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Well,
Well, I mean, I appreciate their efforts.
Better than none.
So do we have a motion to approve the Greer residence?
I make a motion that we recommend the county approve the Greers.
Okay.
I'll second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I know.
Can you sign here?
When did you just start?
As soon as everything permits are done. We'd actually hoped to start in April, but everything takes longer than.
Twice the time, twice the money.
Yes and yes. And I'm not a super patient person, so I'm getting.
I'll give you the original.
And then I'll sign up the county take.
There's a lot, but we're, as soon as we can, we'd like to get started. We'd like to be back for Christmas if at all possible, but I'm adjusting my expectations as it goes out further and further.
So what will happen from our end is Terry will get Frank's signature that we're recommending approval. She'll get that to the county like right away, like tomorrow. So there'll be nothing holding you up on our end. Be ready for that.
Perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shannon. Thanks. Very much. All right. And Emily, thanks for taking care of all that process there, the questions and everything else pertaining to the overlay. All right. Item number 3 on the agenda, meeting minutes, approval from June 10th, meeting that we had there. I can't say enough about Terry's work on every single detail that's in the minutes. Do we have a motion on the minutes or any conversation, follow-up on this from what's been documented? Anything at all? Okay.
I motion.
Have a motion.
For the June 10th meeting minutes.
Okay. And do we have a second on that?
No second.
Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Appreciate that very much. So we're good on that. Okay. All right, that was item number 3. And then item number 4, Pine Valley activities. I learned after the fact that I think there was nearly 1,000 people that went through that breakfast line, unless somebody has other numbers to clarify that. 785 that were actually served, right?
Yeah, there's left.
Yep. And some of us had a fire call right in the middle of that, an EMS call out, so we didn't get any breakfast.
Yep, I was one. I was one.
Yeah, you were one. I was one. Chief didn't get any breakfast.
You got
I ate a couple of extra. I got the Thank last you. Sausage.
You got the last sausage? I thought I saw one, then it was gone.
We
so you're the one. Time you're time the one who got that last sausage.
Then you guys get to be first in line next year.
Oh, okay.
Let's remember that.
Next year's
class. So, Brad.
24.
Yeah, so Brad says we get to be the first in line next year. All that kind of stuff. But like I said in the beginning, my goodness, Mitzi Sullivan, that whole activities committee, all of the work, the volunteers, many of us had a part in setting up the tables and chairs, hauling stuff from here at the fire station, get it down there to the chapel and everything else. It was such a wonderful occasion. And the activity itself, you know, the George Washington, that was John Lee's role, wasn't it? He played George Washington?
So he's been called Frank Washington and everything. He was the town crier.
That was his official role. Okay. But it was just such a wonderful event. So what we have coming up next is the 24th. But and what I had learned because of the demand on this one here on the 4th that the a lot of the workers had to go in and grab some of the pancake batter, the mix and all that kind of stuff from what was bought already for the 24th to use it on the 4th. And so they've got to go back to the store again and buy some more to replace what was used in the 4th. So, and I would say the 24th is going to probably be a very similar activity.
We're thinking about just the same numbers.
Yep. And you had such a key role in all of that. That's what you say every time. That's what we all say, isn't it? Yeah, we just whatever we do what we're told and that kind of thing. But it worked out so well with everything that needed to be done. So. All right, the next item, traffic report, Tom. We did have the officers in town over the weekend. So
they've been here every holiday. Yes.
Yes.
And not just on the day, but if it's on a weekend, they've been here for the day.
Yeah.
I don't have a report on how many contacts or citations.
Uh-huh.
They do more
It must have been busy on Main Street because 100 South didn't slow down, did it?
Well, sounds like a personal problem. You may want to see the chat.
I've been instructed not to be that person.
I understood there were some citations.
Get your wife's hair dryer and go stand out there on the corner and pretend it's a radar gun.
He came in for a drink.
Okay, so it's
said he had written
we're holding steady on what we've been talking about the last several months. This year versus last year. Up there at the Branding Iron, the machine is it still broken, Rick? I think it's still broken because there's no data. But we have a report through the 11th. And through the 11th, I'm sorry, I did it on the 11th for both months, just to kind of get a feel. But there are 2,200 cars less in those 11 days than there were in the first 11 days of last year. And that's because the park closed. Down at Emily's place, she's lucky now, we don't have any data for some reason in the June of this year. There's no data for that machine, at least on the report. When I tried to run that report, I have last year's data with 9,200 cars. And last month I had data, but this month there was no data. But when you get down to over by Sullivan's house, there were 225 cars less than there were this year than there were last year. So it was about the same because there's people weren't going to the park because the park isn't at that end. It's just the normal traffic. And down at Rachel's place, now that that one's working, there was only a difference. So this year, there was probably about 1,500, about 1,000 more cars that came from Lloyd Canyon eastbound past her house. And that's probably, if you go up there, there's just a lot of construction, a lot of houses that have been finished, so there's been a lot of traffic coming both ways. And you see that.
And we still have a lot of construction traffic up going up to our street up there by the Branding Iron.
And that doesn't get measured except for eastbound by Emily's house.
It has to be down by Emily's to catch that before that sort of thing there.
So the little Hollywood folks, they still kind of need to slow down a little bit. Because there's not that much construction going on. Most of the construction up there is slowed down. So it's the...
Yeah, and when you talk about traffic now, the logging trucks.
When are they going to start?
They start.
There's a lot of them.
This past week is when I've seen the most of them. They going down the hill Monday and Tuesday, there were several coming up. And then this afternoon when I was out back, then when they were going down, fully loaded.
Yeah.
But they're not blasting down. They're cruising along about 25, 30 miles an hour.
So
they're taking it easy.
Yeah, I actually saw about 7 or 8 of them for sure that coming out of the gate up in that way and coming on down and that sort of thing there too. So anyway.
So the biggest problem is probably that just I am tempted to go to a gentleman's house and say, look, dude, I won't tell OSHA, but I'm ripping out your beeper. Because every time he puts that, he's rented that stupid Bobcat for a month, and he spends more time in reverse than he does in reverse. But now he has a crew over there, and he's making a ditch. So it's been the singing beepers and the crashing rocks. Mark. back here for the side dumpster. But other than that, it's fine at this end of the valley.
Before you move on, Frank, I missed something on Shannon on your application. Mm-hmm. There's actually a place on the project sheet that the owner has to sign acknowledging that you got the overlay zone because this has happened before. So Now that we know you've got it, you could sign that sheet that
where it says property
owner signs and acknowledges they received the overlay zone. Yeah, so we need your signature on that.
Are you nice if it's a pink pen, or would you prefer it be something?
Whatever you want. Oh.
And I didn't know it, too.
I'll sign it.
Is that the one that Terry keeps?
Oh, yeah.
This is the original.
Yeah, I'm signing the original.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have.
All right, Tom, I appreciate that report, the details, everything else, and so forth. Appreciate that very much. And Emily, thanks for catching that signature item there and so forth. All right, Community Watch, Tom and Jean, you want to take a minute and report on how things are coming?
Well, everything's about the same. We are. We do have Mike Kuki is going to replace his wife as the Block 2 assistant to Brad.
Yes.
I think it'll be very good, giving some. He already has all the stuff that Renee had, so we're glad for that. We do have a scheduled test call to action on August 8th at 3 o'clock. Everybody, the broadcasters all been notified. There'll be an email go out next day or so, and Tom will put up the flyer tomorrow in the bulletin board. And did you get the one I sent you to send it at Alex? Hey, I'll check with you.
Yeah, I don't recall.
But other than that, we want to try. We're going to send out a deal of how to operate your radios along with it.
Okay.
So people, you know, that haven't done their radios for a while can at least have a cheat sheet to use with their when they check in and stuff like that. We'll also be having the FM radio station. We'll be broadcasting at 4 o'clock. On 96.1, for anybody who does not have radios, in case that they don't have a radio or we had something going on that would they would be in need, and some people in the valley would be needing them. Other than that, we're still we're getting ready to try to purge ours address and list. I'm going to get all the block captains to try to go into all their different people that's in the in their block, make sure the addresses are correct, phone numbers, and people are still active, and how many have radios and stuff like that. So that's our next deal. We'll try to get that done before August 8th.
Sounds good. What's our total?
I have Tony got it?
No.
What's our total enrollment right now? 110? 115. 115. Yeah. Pretty good on that.
One that welcomed me.
Yeah, so that's good. That's
the same. Yeah.
And Shannon, that's something down the road. We'll talk to you about the, you know, the communications within the community here on the GMRS radios. They're really inexpensive to purchase and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they kind of. You already got them?
No. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you just have them there. Just leave it there.
Yeah. I didn't quite catch what you said. Pardon me.
Leave them at the cabin. That's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. For this little general area.
Of course, we could area. Tell you to take them
and, get all
and make sure that you check in every night or whatever. So, things like that.
They're not going to work if you take them down anyways. Yeah.
Okay, now let me bring up another item that, and I don't know that it pertains, I was thinking about it, if it actually pertains to this particular board, but within the church itself, the St. George North Stake has a emergency radio net. And it's a ham frequency, 2 meter ham frequency. And net control.
Ken Canole passed away on the 29th.
Passed away this past.
So that's why we were wondering why he wasn't running net control for 1 week. And then the next week we found out he had passed away. So Frank's going to check into that, see if we can get it going again. There's only two of us in the valley here. Herman used to be here. Chiefer used to be here, but now it's just Frank and I as ham operators that normally check in on that.
Yeah, plus we have the one ham station right here at the fire station, so if we have some major disaster of some kind.
So your ham radio is here if we need to use that. Yeah.
And you've got your digital system that your house, ham radio.
I was net control last night on the transcontinental digital network, which is an emergency deal. It goes coast to coast. We do digital work from Oregon, California, all the way across the United States.
Right.
We have three different control. I was in NCS West last night, the control station. So the messages that are passed from the east to the central to the west or whatever direction we're going that night, so everybody across the United States can get the message that we send out. And then we make sure that everybody gets the total message. If they don't, we fill their blocks and stuff. But everything's done digitally.
Yeah.
And I can reach, I mean, I reach Florida, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
New York, California, Oregon, all over. So.
Well, the bottom
line, it
works
very good. It's just another emergency type situation we have.
Yeah, right. And that's what I'm just going to say. Just back up to when things fail, phone-wise and all that other kind of stuff. Cell towers go out of service, whatever, then we'll have the ham radio to back us up for whatever.
One other thing we're talking about ham radios, I do have a network that I put together with a community watch situation where we have the I-18 corridor covered from Enterprise all the way down to Diamond Valley. I have ham operators in each place that's on this. Cedar City's included. And and then Burl. So we have quite a few ham operators that can all talk together in case we need help or something that goes on in those particular
just
areas.
Route here, so. Okay. So. All right. Appreciate that very much. You've been doing this for 100 years now.
Yeah, I've been with the EOC for 15 years, I think.
Yeah, Washington County.
And I'm still section planning chief for the EOC at Washington County under Jason Brandt.
Yeah. And they have that whole new system up in the top of the Washington County building.
I don't think it's as effective as it used to be in the old building downstairs, but whatever.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Appreciate that a whole bunch. All right, item 6 on the agenda, clerk report, treasurer's reports, Rick and Terry.
Okay, I will start. I don't know if there are any questions. We had payroll go through, got a little bit of interest came in. If we look at year-to-date, probably one of the biggest things is you're going to see on the other report that we transferred the $10,800 to this entity, but we did, but it didn't get put in the bank until this month, so.
Okay.
You'll see that income in next month, so
okay.
Income will be there as we expected. Expenses are basically under everything, no expenses, no problems.
Okay.
I haven't spent too much money on any issues or problems, so
okay.
I don't know if anybody had any questions.
All right.
But
do we have any
law
questions?
Enforcement will come as one bill at the end of the season, and like I said, we put the money, so I don't know if there are questions.
And then how do we get the bill from the Highway Patrol?
They send it to us.
They send an invoice to you?
They send it to us.
Okay, right.
Yeah, they email it to me.
Okay, super. And Terry?
And I balanced the account, and it was balanced. It was great.
Okay, all right. So do we have a motion on the clerk report and treasurer's reports for the board?
I make a motion that we accept approval.
Okay, do we have a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay, and then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, appreciate that very much. And Terry and Rick, again,
thank you.
Your good work all the way around. Okay, item 7, citizen requests. Anything from the audience, to the citizens, anything that you have? Bob, you had a...
Garbage. Oh, the garbage dump.
Yeah, wasn't...
That you know about.
You never seen it like that, have you?
Beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful? That's one. A good positive way to put it. Yeah, wasn't it that amazing?
How many times does it get picked up in a month?
I do not know the frequency.
Or we've been some
reports. Next door, there was a reply from somebody at the gal,
okay.
The county, and she said that it was picked up. Did she say 2 days a week?
Yeah, 2 days a week.
Yeah, so
Monday
it's picked up 2 days a week. But I think the holiday threw it off a little bit.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
But it's
Monday.
There's just been a lot of
it's overwhelming with the people bringing furniture down there, refrigerators, just leaving them on the ground. We've got Central, we can go down to pull in there and they'll give you a spot to back and you just push it off.
Well, somebody told me that they changed some of the rules down there, and that's why we're getting more stuff up here because it seemed to happen overnight. With the capacity, how much
we heard about that.
No, so it's true. I don't know if that has anything.
I went on that. I went there maybe 7 or 8 months ago, okay. Central, because I had stuff that I just wanted to scrape off into their
right
thing. And I, and she really kind of gave me some pushback that I was from Pine Valley coming to use their dump. But we had a conversation, and then I clarified with the county that yeah, I can take my big weird loads down there, and it's perfectly fine. So I don't know. Some of the other communities, or you know, she's really checking or what, but overnight it happens overnight. And I was telling them that I was pulling out with a couple of trash bags, and a truck and a trailer pulled in with, must have been a mattress sale in town or something, but you know, box springs and mattresses and everything else. And they pulled up and hopped out, and I made a U-turn and sat there and gave them the stink eye for 20 minutes until they, you know, they finally figured out that there was a jerk over there watching them, and they put everything in a dumpster. It all fit in a dumpster finally, but it wouldn't have been in the dumpster if I hadn't been doing the stink eye on them.
And they did pick up recycle this week.
Yeah.
I was there when they were picking it up.
Uh-huh.
So but, I know it's Dally and I, we could hardly get our junk in.
I went to the back to look in, see if there was any holes to just put trash sacks in. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah, you had to put it.
People were leaving
on the very
I
top.
Just took it back home and kept on going back.
People were leaving it right on the ground.
And right in front of the
leaving their garbage on the ground.
Well, and then the one thing, too, to think about is it was a holiday weekend. People come up, they do their yard work. You know, you're upgrading your furniture status, whatever, all that kind of stuff.
And it shouldn't be going in furniture stuff. It should go down to Central.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
Extra holiday stuff up here.
And I've taken big stuff down to the Central dump. I always take it down there, and the lady's always been good with me when I tell her what I got.
There's been a different.
So now I haven't been over there for the last few days. What's it look like now? Is it still?
They had them all dumped yesterday.
Oh, okay.
This morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like now. Yeah.
Everything was dumped till I checked. My letter is still Laura. What's your face said?
Now, one thing too is a community in our last community cleanup activity. That was a main thing to get all that cleaned up behind the dumpsters and everything else, and that looked really sharp then. You know, that kind of thing there too. So anyway.
So about like once a quarter, so I need to write a letter to.
Make a copy.
Yeah.
Post some trash things on next door to embarrass whoever does it.
But you know, I think it's been a lot better than it has been. You know, you got that camera mounted there and the sign and all that kind of stuff there. So.
He just feel the camera.
Well, we know that, but that one has stayed there pretty much, right?
Yeah, I sort of hit it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it's been better, but the last 2 weeks have just kind of an anomaly.
Okay, all right. Do we have any other items from the audience? Anything at all from the? Okay, all right. Do you have a motion to dismiss the meeting? Adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
A second.
Okay, and then all in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. Each one of us.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.